Animalia by Jane Satterfield. Lost the hawk Nero, with which the geese was given away, and is doubtless dead, for when I came back from Brussels, I inquired on all hands and could hear nothing of him. Emily Bronte, Diary Paper, Thursday, July 30th, 1845. I am done for now with devoir, the day's damage of exercise books and odd vowels on the tongue, the taxing stamp of fricatives, spilled ink, and little headspace. And if I've also loved the rues and gardens, lingering in music hall or gallery, the upshot of sparrows across the shingled roofs, and if I've missed the gritty hearth of home, the crackling fire, pots hissing on the range, jokes I'm pulled away by pen and ink when there's bread to be made, potatoes kneading peeled, then this is my reward, to swim in rabid silence, to face the fine enigma of empty cage and pen. It's true I've long felt most at home in kingdom animalia, am struck by plumage, bite and bait, alloys of fur and flickering eyes, a calculating gaze. Call me smitten, otherwise elusive, inspecting herbs while geese honk at my heels, the Merlin Nero on my wrist, snapping bits of bacon, choicest cuts of beef. Chide me, restless, avoiding callers at the door, cordials, cake, and chat. I've sat agog at morning toast and tea, taken in our household's general complaints. The mess, the noise, how my absence made more work, how the pets ran wild or hung about. For lost, read, let go, turned loose, in absence of good answers, a quiet conspiracy. Neighbors hesitate or turn away. Fathers kept busy. My sisters hold their tongues. I've seen the way the heath will offer up its savage storms. The heart must be the same. Strange, arrayed, unstrung as any wind-stripped skeleton, hovering where horizons hang in the early onset of frost.